Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of October 2016, and this is the 462nd Mole Out Loud podcast, I think. I'm actually on Knocklofty at the moment, so I've got no way of checking what number it is. So I'm trying to remember from yesterday, and maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. It's a beautiful day today, and I have to go to the shop to get some cat food, and I thought I'd come via Knocklofty. I haven't been up here for about a week because of other things happening, and because of the weather, and because of doing quite a lot of exercise, doing Qigong as well. So I've been being a bit gentle so that I don't take my legs out too quickly. But today's so lovely. I've come up here. You can probably hear the birds, and you might even hear the frogs in the distance. There are frog ponds on the lower path. I'm on an upper path, but I can hear them, but it might be a bit of an ask for you to be able to hear them as well. I had quite a late night last night with my Hexenschuss group. They are this online writers group who I've been meeting up with once a month on Skype for the last, I can't think, but several years now, and we email each other each week, sometimes quite a lot each week, but the main idea is that we talk about what we have done in our writing and what we're intending to do for that week. And we also, it's not no longer just an accountability group where we talk about numbers of words that are going to be written, but it's also about self-care and encouragement. And so we go through these rises and dips in each other's writing. And in the period that we've been talking with each other, we were all writing novels to start with, but now there are people who've gone into playwriting and script writing and creative non-fiction as well. So we've kind of been experimenting quite a lot. And last night I got rather a big turn, because I've been at this sort of dilemma point with the hello, how are you?
Hi.
with the writing that I've been doing for the last 6 years, and the struggle that I've had with that of feeling that that tenacity must get me through somehow, that if I keep on writing it will reveal itself, that I need to be at the desk with my pen in hand, well, not just my pen in hand, but metaphorically at least, actually writing in order to unearth what needs to be said. But sometimes that just doesn't work, and there comes a time, I think, and I've mentioned this before, and I think it's approaching, where I have to at least remove it from my immediate work and allow a couple of other things to emerge, or one other thing preferably, but it always seems to be a couple with me. And so last night, discussing this with these friends, I feel closer to being able to let go of that expectation that I have of myself, of finishing this novel, which is also related to expectations that I've had, that I've invested so much time and such a big proportion of my finances into this, that it's very difficult to say that I'm possibly going to stop. Tricky for you to hear, and I realise also I'm still trying to kind of fulfil what I feel might have been the expectations of my parents, given that it's to devote my time for a couple of years to this. That's quite a tricky thing for me to let go of. But at least I've got to the point of talking about it. And looking at the underlying reasons why I've felt the need to keep on keeping going, even when it hasn't really been giving me any joy. So that's where I'm at today, and I think doing this walk is a perfect way of giving myself a little bit of space before I go and sit down at my desk. It's such a beautiful day, and this is such a restful spot. I'm very, very tempted to do the upper loop, but I think that would be silly. So it's been a bit too quick for me. I've kind of come up, and now I've gone round the lower loop, and it won't be very long before I'm out back on the road to get down to the shop. But I kind of, every time I come up here, I'm reminded of how restorative it is. So I'm hoping that soon I'll be able to do it every day. And although last night's Skype talk went on till quite late, and I'd already had a late night ringing, I still find I woke up at about 5:30 this morning because it's become so light in the mornings. So it would really, if I can get some early nights in, I think I can reinstate some early morning walking, which would be really, really good. I do hope that you had a good day yesterday, or will have a good day today. Well, both really. I hope that both those things are true of you, and that if you're feeling stuck, that you're able to step back and rethink, and I guess just sit with the possibility of change for a while without necessarily having to make a decision about things. And I think it was Michael Nobbs who was saying how it becomes less scary if you just posit the possibility of stopping something or making a change, rather than trying to institute it immediately, so that you have time to become familiar with the idea. And it takes the fear out of it. There's a bit of fear about it still, I must say, in my case, but not as much as if I was making a kind of very sharp decision. So that's quite a long one for today. I can't think how long it's likely to be, but I hope that all is well with you, and thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.